do ya? Brill Cream, you look so debonair. Brill Cream, the gals will all pursue ya. They'll have to get their fingers in your hair.
Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Sugar Pops are tops.
I love Bosco. It's rich in chocolate tea. Chocolate flavored Bosco is mighty good for me. Mama puts it in my milk for extra energy. Bosco gives me iron and sunshine vitamin D.
Oh,
I love Bosco. That's the drink for me.
No, N-E-S-T-L-E-S, Nestle's makes the very best chocolate.
Once upon a time there was an engineer.
Choo-choo Charlie was his name, we hear.
He had an engine and he sure had fun. He's good in plenty candy to make his train run.
Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Charlie says, really rings the bell. Charlie says, love my good and plenty. Don't know any other candy that I love so well.
Brush it, brush it, brush. Here's the new iPan with the brand new flavor. It's dandy for your teeth.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should. Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Call for Philip Morris.
All right, there's some of the jingles of years gone by. Of course, some of those you can't run. You can't run cigarette ads on TV anymore. I remember the day they stopped that. And it was all at midnight, no more commercials for TV cigarettes on TV and radio. And now I don't think you can do it in magazines and billboards. I'm not sure about that, but I think they banned that too. Carol Gianforte is here. Jim Messier is here. We're talking about some of the products you might have found at the Racine supermarkets when you were a kid. And you have a lot more. Let's go.
So here we keep going with candy bars. Charleston Chew.
Oh, yeah.
It lasted a very long time.
And that was a big, long candy bar, the Charleston Chew. Yeah.
Yep.
You knew your candy bars, Don. And then penny candy, and kids, we would deliberate. When we went to the grocery store or the neighborhood store, maybe we had a dime, our allowance. So we would decide which to buy. And BB Bats, penny candy on sticks.
Didn't you remember BB Bats?
No.
Okay.
But then you're going to remember these.
Oh, yeah, for the real hot fire lover. The Atomic Fireball.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Red Hots, all those.
Oh, yeah. That's coming up, too. With the red hot flavor. And there's an image of an atomic bomb going off. It's that hot.
That's what I want in my mouth.
We were in the Cold War, even on our candy bars.
Pull that microphone a little closer to you, Carol. There. You're fading away on me.
And, Don, you're right. Red Hots.
Yeah.
The name says it all.
There you go. That's good.
Red Hot. There's a picture of a fire, I guess, but...
Then I did like Good and Plenty, and that we had a jingle for, Choo Choo Charlie, a standard.
You guys keep talking.
Okay, then Snaps, that was more licorice. And then we remember all the licorice strings you would buy, the red or the black.
Or the long string of licorice, that's right. Yeah.
Another, speaking of black, the Black Crows, they were like a gummy.
Yep. That was one you could probably find, a number of these you could probably find in movie theaters besides a grocery store.
Do you remember those dots that were on paper?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, we're getting to that, too.
Yeah, that's coming up.
That was very popular.
Yeah, I know. I used to, when I lived in Rockaway, Queens, we used to go down to the store and get a sheet of those.
Yeah.
And I'm sure I had more paper in my body than I had dots.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, what were we thinking buying those? They came in a long strip.
They did.
Yeah.
They did.
You ate the candy and the paper along with it.
And the paper, yeah.
Now, there was another one with different colors, like the dots, Chuckles. So sometimes you eliminated one, or you ate them in the order of what you like.
Different colors. That's right.
And then I still love Pez.
Oh, yeah, the Pez dispensers.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a whole Seinfeld episode on Pez, too.
Is there?
Yeah. He has the Pez dispenser. Yeah, it's a whole episode on Pez.
Can you still buy that? I wonder
if
you
can. Yes, And they're like collectibles, but you can buy them Easter. And all kinds of bunny ones.
All different characters,
I'll be darned.
Mm-hmm.
It was always tough getting the Pez in there without all of a sudden exploding and all the things went all over. You had to be very careful how you put those little Pez in.
Oh, yeah.
And that kind of that sour taste. Yeah. But acquired taste. Yeah.
Here's one called a Jolly Rancher, which was, it came in different fruit flavors. It was a hard candy is what it was. Oh, here's one for the movie theaters as well as the grocery stores. The Boston Baked Beans. Remember that? Candy-coated peanuts.
Don doesn't remember those.
I don't like the name.
Oh.
they were not in New York, apparently.
Right. They came loose in the box, so when you rattled the box, you could hear them. Here's one here. Milk Duds, of course. That was one that you always buy at the theater. 5 cents a box. That was, a caramel, I think, wasn't it? A hard caramel. Chocolate-covered caramel. There you go.
Made in Chicago.
Right, yeah.
And then, yep. Suckers. Yep. Sugar Daddy. And the Slowpoke Sucker. I would go to Kedrachi's, and after deliberating, maybe I would get the Slowpoke. And I had about 2-3 blocks to get home. It lasted long, long after that. Mm-hmm. Slowpoke.
By the way, there was a Seinfeld episode on Milk Duds, too. They were watching surgery, some kind of surgery in the operating room, and the Milk Dud flew through the air and fell into the guy's stomach.
And they
sealed him up with a Milk Dud.
Oh, my gosh.
What writing. Fantastic. Oh, and then we had Dots. I think you just were asking about... Oh, you were thinking Dots on the paper.
Yeah.
And Jawbreakers. Back to the dentist. chewing stones.
That's right.
Jawbreakers.
Really hard. Really hard.
And then here are these candy buttons
that you were talking about.
Yeah.
On the strips of paper.
Yep.
And you couldn't get them off without getting paper.
There's always paper on the back.
Paper plus candy.
Yeah,
that's right.
And then here's a favorite.
Oh, my gosh. What were these called here?
Nickel lips,
I think. Actually, what it was.
Oh, the wax candy.
Wax bottles.
Came in a wax bottle. And you'd bite the top off, spit it out, and then suck all the
You talk about the Food and Drug Administration needing an investigation. What was in that?
Right.
You used to bite the wax off, spit the
right.
wax out.
That's right.
And then drink that liquid in there. Who knows where that came from?
That was really good.
What a concoction that was.
Oh, yeah.
And my mother let me buy that stuff. What's the matter with you, Mom? No wonder why I turned out the way I did.
Yep. Neckos, that was a sugar wafer candy. That's still around.
Yeah,
apparently.
Neckel wafer's still around. Yeah,
yeah, right. Mm-hmm. What do we got here?
Thinking of spitting things out.
It tastes like chalk, neck of wafers. Yeah. Tell me that chalky taste.
Who remembers pumpkin seeds?
Ugh.
You don't remember that? White-coated pumpkin seeds?
Yeah, I remember them. I didn't like
them. Yeah, you suck the salt off first, and then eventually you have to spit it out. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Oh, and one of my favorites back then was Lick-A-Made.
Oh, Lick-A-Made.
Lick-A-Made.
Let me see what it looked like. Lick-A-Made.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Talk about sugar. That was just sugar in a package.
Pure sugar. Flavored sugar.
Yeah, flavored sugar in a package.
Yeah. It looked like Kool-Aid almost, except you just ripped the top off and down the material inside.
You know what this was? This was a plot by the diabetes insulin people. And they said, we'll get them started in 40 years. We'll be billionaires selling them insulin for the diabetes.
Yeah. And it's working, too.
And how thrilled we were as kids to go to the store and find these things.
Oh, man, I'm getting sick just listening to this.
Well, now this one I got such a kick out of. Wanted to be just like Dad, it was candy cigarettes.
Yes.
In their very own box.
There were two kinds. They had the kind, they had the kind where it was like minty, and you just sucked on them. And the other kind was chocolate ones, where there was a chocolate thing inside a paper tube, and you just put it out, and there was a chocolate cigarette.
Don't remember that one. I remember the minty ones, though.
And these had a little red tip to them. They put a little
paint. Very authentic. Right. Very
authentic.
They were lit.
Yeah.
Yes.
What would we fit?
Yes.
And my mother would come up, look what I got you, candy cigarettes. Oh, good, Mom. Get me started early in life.
Yeah.
Going back to the dentist again, this is one of my favorites, blackjack gum. I thought it was just so fantastic to have black teeth.
There's a Seinfeld episode on blackjack gum, too.
No.
Yep.
Wow.
Kramer buys blackjack gum. Yep. It's a whole episode on that. Yep.
But then wax lips.
Yep, wax lips. What are we? And you put them in your mouth, and they were just wax lips.
Yeah. That's what they were.
Oh, yeah.
That's what they were.
Yeah. And, of course, you could always buy bread at the grocery store. It's one of the staples there. Who remembers Wonder Bread? At first it came out, it says, build strong bodies 8 ways. Then they must have found a way to increase that.
4 more ways.
That's right. Because then it went to building strong bodies 12 ways.
Yeah, some marketing guy at Madison Avenue said, 8's not enough.
Yeah.
Right. We need to make it an even dozen.
That's right. That's right.
We got to put some more sugar in.
Yep. And we also had butternut bread and Mrs. Carl's bread. Now, that was made in Milwaukee, by the way, butternut bread.
And we really generally ate white bread.
Yeah.
It was all white bread.
I know.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Just,
Yep.
It's amazing we're still alive.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And if you lived in Racine, grew up in Racine, you remember Kappa's bread that was made right by the Racine Business Center. You could smell that going down 16th Street in the evening. You could just smell those donuts and bread. And, oh, my gosh.
Just I got a sugar high just listening to this show today.
What do we got here? Oh, here we go. Who remembers Jiffy Pop?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that? You would put it on top of the stove, and you could watch the top expand.
It never worked well. It never worked. You always had more unpopped kernels in it, or you burned the popcorn.
Yep.
It was always burned. It never worked well.
It had a tin foil top, and the kids would be really excited, you know, watching that thing starting to pop.
Now, I can remember where I would eat Red Dot potato chips. We had this used wing chair. My mother had rescued it from somewhere. Pink and white striped slipcover on it. Big. And I would sit there watching TV, black and white, eating Red Dot potato chips.
Let me take a quick thing. I had some tickets to give away. Real quick to the State Fair. Charlie Behrens, funny man, coming to the Wisconsin State Fair. And he'll be there on Thursday, August 8th. We have the Brothers Osborne coming to the main stage, along with special guest star Stara Evans. They'll be there on Sunday, August 4th. And we've got TLC, No Scrubs, Waterfalls. They're going to be there with Jordan Sparks. If you'd like to go, I'll let you pick which show you want to go to. Give me a call right now if you haven't won anything in the past 60 days. 262-634-9756. 262-634-WRJN. 262-634-9756. Let me know. Do you want tickets to go see TLC? Do you want to see Charlie Behrens? Or do you want to see the Brothers Osborne? I'll give you a pair of tickets right now. 634-9756. 634-WRJN. Phone lines are open if you want to go. Give me a call. Got tickets waiting for you right now. And our special guest here today, Carol Gianforte and Jim Messier. And we are chatting with them today about products that probably responsible for the condition you're in today. This is something. All right, 634-9756, 634-WRJN. Give us a call right now. Give you a pair of tickets to the concert you want to go to. What's your first name?
Lisa.
Lisa. Hold on the line, Lisa. We'll get you tickets to the State Fair, okay?
Okay.
Don't move. WRJN, Carol Gianforte here along with Jim Messier. That used to be in the old day, the olden days. Some of them are still around, though.
Mm-hmm.
Some are still around. Let's go through some
of our next category is cigarettes.
Oh, no.
Back then, we were probably, maybe 25 cents a pack. And these were the days when you could actually, as a kid, go in to the grocery store and buy cigarettes for your parents. This one here, Lucky Strike. It has an ad of a doctor recommending to smoke Lucky's. Unbelievable.
And it says 20,000 physicians. 20,679 physicians recommend Lucky's.
Oh. Well, I got news for you. When I was a kid, the doctor, when he was examining me, was smoking in the office. And he had a cigarette in his hand. He said, all right, let me. And he had to take the stethoscope, puffing his cigarettes while he was examining me.
Right.
Picture of health.
Winston tastes good like a cigarette should.
Yeah, right.
We had the jingle for Call for Philip Morris. That was very popular. Here's one here. It says, as your dentist, I would recommend Viceroy's. Remember Viceroy?
Yeah.
Sure.
And then we had some very prestigious people like Arthur Godfrey, Chesterfield.
And he had a lung transplant.
Oh.
He had, Arthur Godfrey had a lung transplant because he smoked too much. Yeah.
His gravelly voice, too. Didn't he have kind of a gravelly voice?
I sound a guy. Yeah, I remember Arthur Godfrey.
Here's an ad for Old Gold, and that's being recommended by none other than Babe Ruth.
Hey, before we get too far, I just want to make sure you guys get to promote that. We'll come back to this in a second.
Sure.
Carol, you're going to be at the Public Library tomorrow, Racine Public Library, for Author's Day.
And I feel very honored. There will be 10 or 12 authors from 10 until 4. Meet and greet. You can purchase books. There will be a panel for an hour from 11:15 to 12:15 with some of us as authors who do write about history. And my nostalgia is very sentimental things, but we've got a variety of historical things. And then some of our authors each have half an hour in the afternoon to speak directly about their writing. So it's a wonderful thing. Is doing to acquaint us all, and a lot of people would like to write a book, so maybe this can be inspiring also to write your own book.
Everybody's got a book in them.
We do. People do. Never, I had one.
Yeah, you never know. And Jim, you got an open house coming up.
Yes, at the Spirit of Racine Entrepreneurs exhibit located at the Racine Business Center. We'll be there tomorrow from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Free parking, free admission. If you love Racine's history, stop in. I know Don was there last Christmas, but that's going to be in conjunction with all the entire studios will be open. There'll be over 70 diverse artists and merchants there. You can explore 4 floors of studios, shops, of course, our museum, even a restaurant will be there tomorrow. It's going to highlight painting, drawing, sculpture, ceramics, mixed media, photography, and a lot more. So hopefully you can join us tomorrow.
I thought the open house was at your house. You were selling it.
No.
Oh, I thought we were going for an open house tomorrow to see what...
That ticket is very expensive.
Okay, let's
afford it.
We've got a few more minutes. Let's go through more products here.
Another cigarette. I'd walk a mile for a Camel.
Oh, yeah. And Camels didn't have filters on them.
No.
They were the worst of the worst.
That's
but
right.
But TV, Gunsmoke, Bonanza, probably all those macho guys were watching and smoking.
Dick Van Dyke Show, I told you.
Yeah.
They used to advertise Kent cigarettes.
Sure.
Yeah.
Coffee. Remember Hills Brothers? Butternut coffee. £2 for 99 cents.
Whoa.
And getting into the electric percolator.
Whoa.
Yep.
Never tasted coffee. But I love the smell of it, though.
Oh, that's what you said. Yeah,
I love the smell of it, though.
And then Manor House.
Manor House coffee.
Yep.
What else we have? Oh, of course, Maxwell House. Did you know that, Don, you probably know this, the spokesperson for Maxwell House coffee was none other than Margaret Hamilton.
That's right. The Wicked Witch of the West.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
Yes.
You'd never know it by seeing this sweet, gentle lady, you know, advertising on TV.
Just a great actress. As a matter of fact, she was supposed to be a guest on Sesame Street, and they pulled it because the children were so terrified of knowing she was the Wicked Witch of the West.
No kidding.
So they pulled her episode of Sesame Street.
Yeah.
I double-checked Maxwell House, whoever made that Good to the Last Drop. It's still on the container.
Yeah, might get rid of it.
Okay.
Still works.
Now, women, household products, Queen for a Day, soap operas, they...
Jack Bailey was the host of Queen for
right.
a Day, and he used to start the
show.
I
love that show.
How would you like to be Queen for a Day? Then you hear all these sob stories for 25 minutes.
Yes.
Everybody had a sob story.
Right.
Clap-o-meter. Clap-o-meter.
So, this is where the mothers learned exactly what they should be buying. Like new pink Dreft, pink. Felzo washes everything better, just so you knew. Now, I remember Does, the whitest wash of any soap. Here's Rinso, a brightener. It brightened your clothes. Dash, that was a big, I think it might have been a red box. Okay.
All right.
But some of them had dish towels in them.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
Fab. Wedding white fab. And now we go to when women were bakers.
Oh, yes.
And this is concluding our products.
Yep. Oleomargarine. Margarine. We had to go to Illinois to buy this. Remember that? Everybody
No, that was before. I wasn't living here then.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You couldn't buy it in Wisconsin. You had to go to Illinois, Zion or whatever, and buy your oleo. Of course, there was Fluffo shortening, pure lard. My grandma used to make everything out of pure lard.
I mean, what were we putting in our bodies?
Yeah, that's
sugar,
right.
Cigarettes, lard.
Yeah, lard.
No wonder why the doctors did such a big bit. No wonder why all those ads for drugs today on TV.
That's right.
It was all a big
their
plot.
Their cholesterol was accumulating.
Right. It was a big plot.
But lard was used for making fried chicken and pies, the best you could get.
And I remember John's grandma, Sarah Gianforte. She was such a great baker. That would be lard as well.
Yeah, yeah.
It made great pies.
Oh,
I am so nauseous after hearing this.
Well, isn't it fun to think about how this just brings us all together?
No, it's
shared memories.
It's amazing we're all still alive talking.
That's right. Yeah.
And we're all not on life support.
Yep, that's right. Know?
And I still have my teeth.
I got mine.
Oh,
next month when we return, we'll be talking about outdoor theaters.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm the biggest movie fan and theater fan there is. I belong to all these theater websites, drive-in websites. And we have a picture of WRJN night at the Westgate. At the Westgate.
Westgate, yeah.
The movie was Eight on the Lam with Bob Hope. It was WRJN night. And you can get in with a carload of people for some ridiculous price.
Sure.
But when I grew up, I lived near the Copeg All-Weather Drive-In Theater. Now, it was the biggest theater in America, driving in America, 2,500 cars.
Oh, my God.
An indoor theater with 1,800 seats.
Oh, my.
And a rooftop theater with 300. So you can watch the movie indoors with two balconies.
Yeah.
It's huge. You can watch it outdoors, or you can watch the outdoor movie on a rooftop theater as well. I have a picture of it.
Did you go? Did you go pretty often?
Yeah, I went all the time. I even walked
what
there.
What age were you when you went?
I was a kid, little kid. It's not there anymore, obviously.
No, but did you go even as a teenager?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all the way through.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, thank you, guys. Carol Gianforte and Jim Lucier. I love having you guys here.
We love being here.
And this will be podcast wherever you get your podcast after 10 o'clock this morning, right? Coming up next, we're talking movies. Speaking of movies, with Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. That's next here. WRJN looking for a day of increasing clouds, late afternoon showers, highs near 52, showers and thunderstorms tonight, lows 49, cloudy tomorrow with a high near 76, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, likely Sunday in a high near 61. Did I say 76 the high tomorrow? Right now it's sunny, 44 degrees. Don't forget the Yankees are in town to take on the Brewers, 6:35 tonight. But right now, we're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters, my favorite subject in the world. Movies. Never acted in the movie, never owned a movie theater, but I love movies. And I think I mentioned this to you, Brett, once before. I can remember every movie I've ever seen, plus the movie theater I've seen it in. Is that something that should be a game show with I'm the host of something? Because with that knowledge, huh?
And I've called you on it, so it is true. I happen to know it's true.
I could tell you every movie I saw at Radio City Music Hall. I could tell you every movie I saw at the Cinerama Theater. I could tell you every movie I saw at your theater here in town. You had two theaters, the Regency Mall and the other one. I forget what it's called, the Westgate Cinema. I could tell you every theater in the world I've seen, even movies that are across the country when I have to be out of town and I saw a movie. I can name every one of them. I have no problem with that. But I can't remember, where did I leave my cell phone? Gee, what's my daughter's name? I can't remember that, but movies and theaters I can remember. So we've got a whole bunch of movies coming up. Now, when does the summer movie season start?
Well, the summer movie season for Hollywood officially starts, not this weekend, but next week. So next week, they kick off their summer with May, and they're going to kick that off with a tremendous picture. The picture is The Fall Guy, and I think everyone's going to enjoy that. Tickets are on sale right now. It stars Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. It's about this stuntman who gets wrapped up in a crime and actually has to go into action himself in some actions that are not a stunt. But it's a romantic comedy. It's It's got a ton of action in it. So check out The Fall Guy. It's going to be amazing. And we actually have some early access screenings in the middle of next week as well. So for anyone looking for the start of summer, it's going to happen with The Fall Guy in May. And then May ushers in just a ton of great action movies and family films. And then we roll into what we would call Wisconsin summer, which I would call June, July, and August. And there's just a treasure trove of hits that are going to go on throughout the summer as well.
It's hard to believe, but before Jaws in 1975, there were no summer blockbusters. Isn't that hard to believe?
You know, that it's a really interesting story for anyone to read that one about how they put that picture out. Everyone thought, I mean, it used to be, you know, summer used to be the dumping ground. It used to be what sometimes September is now, and people just would put out anything because they figured people were out at the beach, they were going on their vacations, and then Jaws just opened up people's eyes, and they said, hey, there's actually 12 months in this calendar. What if we spread out our movies and try to hit the summer because people have more time, they're going out, they're doing other things, and sure enough, look at what happened.
You know, you mentioned summer movies. I can remember where in 1963, I saw the Walt Disney movie Summer Magic with Haley Mills and the second feature Yellowstone Cubs at the Cooperstown Movie Theater right next to the Baseball Hall of Fame. There was a movie theater. It's still there, but it's more of a souvenir store now. But I can remember watching. It was stormy outside. We stayed at a dumpy cabin. And the Rosens generally don't stay at cabins. We stay at hotels. But we didn't make reservations in advance, so we were stuck at this dumpy cabin. My mother was complaining. My father just said, let's go to the movies. And we saw Summer Magic and Yellowstone Cubs at the movie theater. See, I can remember all that. I remember it was the Cooperstown Movie Theater. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how to monetize that knowledge, but there must be a way to do it. All right, so let's talk about some movies opening up this weekend.
Yeah, we've got a bunch of them, and I think these are great, too. Like I said, it's not Hollywood summer season, but we are stocked with some great films, both new and retro titles that you should really go see on the big screen. And the first one is a movie called Unsung Hero. So this is a Christian drama movie, and it follows the Smallbone family. Now, that name may not be recognizable to you, but I think when I tell you about them, it will be. This is about a family whose children would become the popular Christian recording artist for King and Country.
Yep.
They tour around the world. They've been here to Wisconsin several times over the last year. So this is kind of a biodrama about for King and Country and the family of whom those band members were from. It's called Unsung Hero. And the next movie is Challengers. So this is getting great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. It's a sports drama. It stars Zendaya. She is a former tennis player who gets injured, so she turns into a coach. And while she's coach, she transforms her husband, who was just kind of a mediocre player until she started coaching him. He becomes a Grand Slam champion, but he's on a losing streak in the movie. And things get really interesting when he has to face his former best friend and her former boyfriend on the courts because some memories get invoked and some things happen. But Challengers is a great psychological drama. It's getting some great reviews.
Wait
so
a second.
Challengers.
Okay. So her career's on the rise, his is on the downslide. It sounds like A Star Is Born.
Well, something like that. Yeah. Something like that. She had an injury. She coaches him. He's on the downside. She's got to get him back up.
Right.
So that's the movie Challengers. Of course, Zendaya is in that film, and everyone loves her. You know, she's in Dune. She's in a whole bunch of other properties, but Zendaya is the star of this film.
All right.
The next film is an R-rated movie called Boy Kills World. Bill Skarsgård is in this one. He plays an orphan city boy who's trained to assassinate those responsible for his family's murder. It's an R-rated movie. It's very violent, but it's also very good. And it's going on screen, and it's getting great critics' reviews as well. So those are the three new movies that are out right now. But I can tell you, there are two movies that are anniversaries of significance that are out that you really should go see because they're really neat movies to go see. One is The Mummy from 1999. Hard to believe Brendan Fraser's original The Mummy is 25
I
years
know.
Old.
Oh no, I feel so old. My bones are hurting just thinking about it.
So The Mummy is 25 years old. This one came out, and this is really interesting. When this came out from Universal, everyone thought it was going to be a hit. But the weekend it came out, after the results of that weekend, Universal instantly greenlit the sequel to this movie. It did that well when it came out in 1999. I remember the buzz about this. I was working in theaters, and what an exciting time. You want to talk about Hollywood start of their summer movie season? This was released in early May of 1999, so just about a week from now. So they're bringing it back this week to coincide with that. It's the 25th anniversary, and it still holds up. It's a fun one, and of course, several sequels are spawned about this. And remember, this was kind of the prelude to how Dwayne Johnson got his start, because
yes,
if you remember,
yes,
he became the Scorpion King, and it was about, you know, he got kind of introduced to Hollywood a little ways down the road in this Mommy story as the Scorpion King. So just remember that. The Mummy's 25th anniversary is out. And there's another movie which will also make us feel old, but this movie still holds up. I can watch this movie at any time, and it is a brilliant film. This one's a 45th anniversary. So it's the 45th anniversary. It's going to be on the big screen. Everyone should go out and be terrified at this one. The original Alien is back on screens this weekend. And this, of course, is Ridley Scott's triumph, starring Sigourney Weaver. What a great film. I think everyone knows about it.
Yeah, the animal, you know, comes out of Tom Skerritt's stomach. Remember that?
Yes. That first time it happened, yeah, if you didn't know it was going to happen, man, does that freak you out when you're going on the spacecraft and you know, people don't know what's going on. The alien is on board. It's really very psychological because they've got to figure out how to defeat this alien. They're in the close confines of the spacecraft. Again, this has spawned a franchise. It has spawned a franchise of several Alien movies, which are still going because we have an Alien Romulus film coming out this August, so there's another Alien film. It spawned Alien versus Predator movies. Frankly, this can go on and on forever. I think people love the characters that were developed here. They love the premise of Alien, and it is mysterious, and it is amazing what Ridley Scott did 45 years ago, and it still holds up today. If you watch the footage, it still holds up, and it's still amazing.
And I thought the sequel was just, it's one of my favorite sci-fi movies, Aliens, with Sigourney Weaver, and this is when she really took control of the movie. She was like the big action hero, Sigourney Weaver in Aliens. And there was some good comedy in there. There was Bill Paxton. Was he? Yeah, was Bill Paxton in the film?
Paxton is in these.
Yeah. In Aliens.
Yeah. He's in the second one, yes.
Yeah.
But Alien is still great, obviously. Ridley Scott directed this one. Aliens was directed by Jim Cameron, which a lot of people don't know, which, of course, led him on to great things as well. So, great movie here. Great classic movies to go see. I mean, everyone should go check out these movies on the big screen. They do make a big difference. I mean, everyone's got some great equipment at home. Everyone's got a great setup at home. But when you really look at everything that you can see in the big screen of people, go check them out on the big screen, yeah, because they are amazing.
Just a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I went to see The Godfather on the big screen. And we know the dialogue. We recite the whole dialogue, you know, leave the gun, take the cannoli. You know, we know all the dialogue. And right across the hall was Gone with the Wind, sold out. And you're sitting through a four-hour movie with Gone with the Wind. It was sold out. We've seen Gone with the Wind there. And also, we took my mom and to go see Sound of Music when you guys ran the anniversary showing of that. We saw the Breakfast Club showings. We've seen the Back to the Future 2. And coming up, you guys got Dial M for Murder on the big screen. You're not showing it in 3D, but it was Dial M for Murder. And then you've also got the other Alfred Hitchcock movie we love, Rear Window. I mean, I've seen it. I get so on the edge of my seat, even though I know everything that goes on in Rear Window. But you've got so many great classic movies coming in addition to the new ones that are out there. And it's fun to see it with an audience. It really
yeah,
is.
Yeah, and I can't figure out which movies to go see because there's classic movies like those Hitchcock movies. And there's also one we're just playing this Sunday. The Matrix, is its 25th anniversary.
25 years!
Is this right around this time as well. So we're bringing back The Matrix, and that's going to be this Sunday. So it's a Sunday-only showing. Alien and the Mummy will show a weekend. The Matrix 25th anniversary this Sunday. So I'm telling you, I can't figure out which one to go see. Between the original Mummy with Brendan Fraser, The Matrix, starring Keanu Reeves, which really relaunched his career into what he's doing right now, and then the Alien 45th anniversary. I mean, this is a lot of great entertainment and some amazing new films. So if people say there's nothing to watch on the big screen,
I'll tell you,
take a look at everything that we've got here. There's something for everyone.
And you know what? You're seeing it in digital on the screen, so it's not old, scratchy film. It's digital. And when I liked what you did with Gone with the Wind, you showed the original square. You know, people are used to the size of films today. They're widescreen, and they're back in 1939, they were just squares. And if you make it widescreen, you got to cut off the top and the bottom, but you didn't do that. You're showing the square. And that's the way it was shown back in 1939. I love it. Quick review, three movie, three titles you have opening up this weekend.
Yes, we have the movie Unsung Hero. We have the movie Challengers, which is our tennis drama starring Zendaya, and the movie Boy Kills World. And then we got the re-releases of Alien, The Mummy, and The Matrix this weekend. So go check them out at MarcusTheaters.com. There's plenty of things. And also, take a look and get your tickets for that movie, The Fall Guy. I'm telling you, it is tremendous. You will laugh. It's got great action. And it's not on everyone's radar. But The Fall Guy is there with Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt. That's going to kick off summer next week, so get your tickets.
Didn't Lee Majors play him on TV?
I think
it was on ABC. It was a weekly, action show, and I think Lee Majors played the Fall Guy, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
You are right. I've got that here. I went to Mr. Google, and Lee Majors in the early 80s starred in in five seasons of it on ABC.
Yeah. So. They had a catchy theme song, too, I remember. I'm not going to sing it for you, though. Hey, Brett, thank you very much. We need you guys to keep loading those theaters with entertainment because I'm the movie. I love movies. That's just my life. I mean, it's just I know everything about movies and theaters. And there was one more thing I was going to tell you about. Oh, I told you about the Cooperstown Theater. Okay. You have a great week, and we play the top five recordings here on Tuesday morning, so we can see the weekend box office top five. But Brett live on the phone with us every single Friday morning. Thank you, Brett. Do appreciate it, my friend.
Very good. We've got a great summer headed our way. So have a great one, everyone.
You too. Bye bye now. Sure. All right, 7:49 WRJ and late afternoon showers possible. The high near 52 tomorrow. High near 76. And the weekend cloudy tomorrow. Cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms on Sunday. We've got sports. Mike Clemens coming up next, live right here with us. Say we get 751. We'll round it off here. Mike Clemens, our sports guy, is here right now. Big doings last night, the NFL draft. Let's get right into it, Mike.
Yeah, it got to be exciting, even though the Packers were picking 25th overall, and that's why, we never can figure out what the Packers are going to do in the draft, especially in the first round. And even when we just talked to Brian Gutekunst on Monday about it, the Packers GM, but one name that started getting kicked around when we went down to Indianapolis for the NFL scouting combine was Cooper DeJean, a safety from Iowa. And what a tough kid. I mean, he's like a version of Rocky. He's 6 foot, 210 pounds. He plays safety and defensive back, cornerback. And then he started returning punts for them. Then when they ran out of players on offense, Kirk Ferentz, the longtime coach of the Iowa Hawkeyes, moved him over to offense, except he had a bad play and he had a broken fibula. So it ended his senior year, or actually his junior year last year, short. But he's highly regarded. And so for some reason, we started thinking, hey, they need a safety. They just spent a lot of money on a guy named Xavier McKinney out of the Giants in free agency. But they just look like a fit. So as last night, they were going down the draft, and we thought, oh, this guy will be taken. He'll be taken. Teams started taking quarterbacks, started taking receivers. Most offensive players taken in the first round, I think, in the history of the draft. And so all of a sudden, the Lions are on the clock. No, the Cowboys are on the clock, and they trade their pick to the Detroit Lions. And I'm thinking, oh, look at these stinking Lions are going to take this guy. We're one pick away, and they slid in there just before the Packers. No, they took a different defensive back, and the Packers took a left tackle. a guy named Jordan Morgan, because they're still trying to look for a solid left tackle since David Bakhtiari went down with that knee injury. Rashawn Walker has played the last couple of years at that position, but filling in. But it looks like the Packers got themselves a new guy to protect Jordan Love's blind side on the offensive line.
I still love the movie Game Day with what's his name?
NFL Draft?
Kevin Costner, yeah. Game Day.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty realistic.
Draft Day? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Draft Day, yeah.
Yeah, no, there's a lot of good things about that movie. I think actually the fictitiously, there's a quarterback out of Wisconsin everybody's crazy about until they finds out at the last minute that, you know, nobody likes this guy. He's a jerk. And he pulls off a trade and is able to unload the guy. And, yeah, no, I think it's a pretty good movie. It's pretty realistic.
The Bucks are on the road tonight in Game 3 of their best-of-7 playoff series with the Pacers.
They are. The series stands at one game apiece. Bucks came out rolling. They don't have Giannis. He got injured in that game week before last playing the very good Boston Celtics. Got this calf injury. And I don't know when he's going to be back. In the meantime, Damian Lillard came out in Game 1, and it was a thriller, and then the Bucks won decisively. Then they turn around and get it handed to them by the Pacers the other night by losing by like another 20 points or so. And, you know, the Bucks just looked like they'd run out of gas. Pacers had made some adjustments to their game, played a little more aggressive in certain ways on defensively. And so now the series stands at 1-1, and now they got to go down to Indianapolis. And there was an incident, too, where Tyrese Halliburton, who actually grew up in Oshkosh, played in Oshkosh. I don't know if he was maybe ticked off that the Bucks didn't draft him or something, but he plays for the Pacers. And, you know, he claimed that after Sunday's game, somebody called him his little brother the N-word, which was kind of a controversy. And they also threw in a comment like, when we get home to Indianapolis, the crowds will be much better than what we've seen the last two nights here in Milwaukee. So So it's on. The rivalry is on.
Yeah. Okay, so the Pirates, the Brewers were out in Pittsburgh taking on the Pirates, and now the Yankees are coming in for a couple of games. But the Brewers did well with the Pirates yesterday.
They did. They seem to get, you know, there's a new hero every day. You know, they've got some players, some of their best players are out on the IL, the injury list, and they're hurting with pitchers, too. More bad news for Wade Miley, their left-handed starter. He's 37 years old, who Pat Murphy, the manager, keeps on saying, yeah, wait, he's like 50 now. Isn't he 51 years old? Anyway, he's got an elbow problem. But Gary Sanchez, who used to catch for the Yankees, and off a former Yankees relief pitcher, Aroldis Chapman, he knows what that guy's pitches look like, and he crushes a 2-run homer, and the Brewers are able to come from behind and win 1-7-5 yesterday. So they split the series in Pittsburgh. They're still doing really well, even though they've kind of gotten short on their batting lately. And tonight they open the series against the Yankees. By the way, did you hear this Aaron Boone story?
No,
Aaron was a great,
what happened?
Great ball player. All right, the manager of the Yankees, they had a game the other day. And then there's some sort of controversy. So he came out and asked the umpire, you know, what's going on? And so the guy explained whatever. And so then Aaron turned and he walked back to the dugout. And then somebody said something nasty about the ump, and the ump had turned his back, and he turned around and he threw Aaron Boone out of the game. And then Boone comes back and goes, what do you mean? I didn't say anything. You just get out of here. The video crew caught it. It was a fan in the stands who yelled something.
Oh,
they got
goodness.
It on camera. They got it on camera. So the next day, the umpire put out an apology. It says, you know, Aaron Boone was ejected because he's responsible for that dugout, and I won't take any of it. And the guy didn't even acknowledge that it's on video, that nobody in the dugout said it. Aaron Boone said it was a fan in the stands, and that's how he got ejected from the game.
I got something for you here. This is something to ponder. The Chicago Cubs won the World Series in 1908. The Chicago Cubs won their next World Series in 2016. Now, right. In between those two World Series, Arizona became a state. Arizona got a Major League Baseball team, and Arizona won a World Series. All in between those two.
All in between. Yeah, that's how long that drought was, right?
When you think about it in those terms. Hey, my friend, I'll talk to you next Friday again. Mike Clemens covering sports. He has our sports reports every single morning throughout the morning here on WRJN. Talk to you next week, Mike.
Have a great weekend, Don Rosen. Appreciate it, pal.
Thank you, my friend. All right. I will catch you once again Monday morning, 6 a.m. Got a great weekend planned for you. Got Lou Regani coming up on Sunday morning. Music of the Stars, 7 to noon. Ah, so much planned for you right here. WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed. Enjoy your weekend, all right? Coming up next, got Mr. Ingram straight ahead.